This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Montrose County will close its drive-through testing site for COVID-19 at the end of December. Testing will instead be offered mainly by clinics and primary care providers and not by the county. Dr. Joe Adragna is with the County Health Department.
Never in modern history has mass testing been conducted by public health on such a scale and for such duration. This is not the primary function of public health, but rather the medical community.
Adragna also says safety protocols are much more important than testing, including quarantining people who were exposed to the virus. Coloradans will need to shift to electric vehicles to meet its climate goals. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains how that might happen.
California recently announced it'll ban the sales of new gas-powered cars by 2035, and the Joe Biden administration may roll out a federal policy that moves in a similar direction. State leaders say they'll see what each policy looks like before deciding. Meanwhile, automakers are already announcing dozens of new electric vehicle models. And the state and utilities like Xcel Energy are bulking up necessary infrastructure, like charging stations. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
A survey of Denver students and families shows students are experiencing stress daily because of remote learning. Superintendent Susanna Cordova says the survey shows students overwhelmingly prefer live, synchronous classes over taped ones. Students identifying as Black or Native American report the least satisfaction with remote learning. This is CPR.